Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mtunu, we are wrapping up the beautiful discussion we've been having since Wednesday, talking about the new earth, which is one of the fundamental beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And of course, today we're wrapping up that discussion. Now, God has given us domination over the earth before the fall. His plan of salvation includes, as we believe, not only saving us from death, but restoring us and all creation. So the questions become, will the new earth be the same as the world God had created? Well, we'd like to understand that at the end of this conversation. So we'd want to know, Mfundisi, what will the new earth be like?
Okay, thank you so much. Actually, that's a very interesting question. You know, in if I would try to answer that question in a nutshell, I would say, you know, the new earth will be the very same initial earth that God created at first before sin entered the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the ideal plan of God when he is creating the new earth, because either the original plan that he had before sin entered, it is still the plan that he is intending to establish on the new earth as he makes this world a new earth again.
Yep.
So in a nutshell, he is going to do what he did at first before sin began.
Now, if he's going to do what he did before the sin entered, we're at a risk, Moss, because it means that this sin is going to come back, eh?
No. Now, the exciting thing is, as Revelation 21, moving from verses 1 to verses 4, it says, you know, at that particular time, you know, there will be no more sin, there will be no more death, there will be no more sorrow. Why? It is because the great deceiver, the serpent himself, would have been dealt with. He would have been destroyed, him and the angels, and all the wicked will be destroyed. So that's why, you know, when they are destroyed, that's why it is so important that we take it into consideration that when Satan is destroyed, you know, every evidence, every stain of sin would need to be done away with, so that on the new earth, the earth does not come under attack as it happened when our parents fell into sin. So God is addressing that thing now, you know, in order that we do not come to such a situation whereby the great controversy is rekindled again.
Wow. Now, Pastor, I'm a little worried about that, because yes, the sin will be destroyed and the one who actually came with sin will also be destroyed. But remember, let me remind you, Pastor, that when God created, he created a perfect earth and a perfect heaven. And according to the report we have in the book of Revelation, it says a war broke out in heaven. So which means that this thing of sin originated not here on earth, but in heaven.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yes, it will be destroyed here on earth. It will not be here. But it didn't originate here, this thing. It came from heaven where the war was raged. And I don't know what guarantees do we have that it's not going to break out again in heaven.
Oh, no, that's a very good observation, because, you know, that is why now we will appreciate the cleansing of heaven as well. Mm. As the Bible says, God will create a new heaven and a new earth. Mm. But now what is interesting when you look in the book of Isaiah chapter 66, it is saying something, you know, at this time around now. God, remember, now God is going to dwell with the redeemed, and the redeemed will dwell with God at the same time, you know. And now Isaiah 66 then says, verse 22, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me. Now, remember now, it remains before who? Before the Lord himself, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. It shall come to pass from one new moon to another, mm-hmm. and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come and worship before me, says the Lord. So, you know, we won't be left, you know, alone in this new earth, you know, but the Lord himself will be there. And above all, you know, when the great deceiver is totally done away with, you know, God has made it, or the plan of salvation, you know, God has made it in such a way that the earth won't come to under attack at any point of time. That is why there in the new earth, there will be the tree of life, you know, and all those things, because God will be there present himself to guide his people, and will be at rest, will be at peace. The only remembrance of what has taken place on the other earth that would have come to pass will be only the scars in the hands of Jesus, you know, to show that we were redeemed through his blood.
Mm. Yeah, very interesting. Thank you for that, Pastor. Now, when the new earth is already here, are we going to be now having our marriages, you know, having our families, you know, sending kids to school, waking up for work, etc.? How's it going to be like?
Okay, now that is also a very interesting passage that you have touched. Mm. You know, there's this passage that I love, actually, in the book of Isaiah, whereby it says, Isaiah 45, verse 18, "For thus says the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that founded the earth and made it, he had established it, he had created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, there is none else." You know, in this new earth, you know, what will happen is that that's why they say, you see, our mothers will be having their children there, you know, who are redeemed, meaning that there will be a family life, you know, but in terms, that's why the Bible then says we'll be living like angels, you know, whereby the issue of marriage and is not taken to consider it, because we will be living more like as angels. That's why I also quoted that day, which for a little while, we have been made lower than the angels for a little while. Mm-hmm. But now, what is also interesting is Isaiah 65, verse 21, it says, "And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat of the fruit thereon." So when we go to heaven, you know, on the new earth, actually, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, we will be building houses, we will be planting vineyards, just like Adam and Eve, when God set them in the Garden of Eden, to till the ground. But now, what is different is that as we will be planting these vineyards, building these houses, we will not be building them out of necessity, you know, but as we are doing now, we go to work, you know, we plant vineyards, we do most of the things out of necessity, because if I don't go to work, what will I eat? If I don't do this, what would happen to my children and my family? But on the new earth, we won't be doing that out of necessity, but we will be doing that out of joy, you know, out of joy we'll be planting these vineyards, out of joy we'll be building these houses, to dwell in the presence of God. Not that it will be a necessity for us to wake up and doing all those things, but it will be a joy to do these things, because even nature will be testifying of the goodness of the Lord. So us connecting with the nature, you know, connecting with everything that God has made will be a joy to us. It will be a relief. It will be peace to us. Not like now we go to work and we come back tired, you know, all those things, because it's a necessity. Mm-hmm. But when the new earth comes, family will be there, and we are going to be rebuilding houses and vineyards, and all that will be taking place.
I'm glad that you are saying that, you know, we'll be having our wives as well, eh?
No, those who are redeemed and our families, we will reunite with them. But the case the case of getting married to one another, that the Bible does not give any evidence on that. If that will be,
hi, Pastor.
You hear me, my leader?
Yes, yes, I can hear you, Pastor. We just got a little distracted there with that activity behind you. Now, so you're saying that the Bible does not speak about us but still retaining our wives and husbands in heaven?
Yes.
So, with Shimil.
Yeah, no, we'll be living like angels, as the Bible puts it. We'll be living more like angels. So that we won't be experiencing the necessity and the love that we have as human beings now. Mm. It won't be like that.
I see. Now, what is the significance of this particular belief to the Seventh-day Adventist Church as we close off?
Yes, this strengthens our beliefs, actually, as we are going to be make sure that we serve the God out of the love that we have, looking at this great hope that is coming through the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, yes.
Because when we have this great hope, then we know that indeed the Lord shall see us through, and not in vain to have this hope of while we're still on earth.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Beautiful stuff there. Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Mfundisi, I do want to say thank you, man, for joining us. Thank you for spending time with us these past couple of days, talking to us and, explaining things of heaven into our ears. Blessings to you, blessings to your ministry, and to your family at large. We are grateful indeed for having you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, leadership. Thank you. May God bless you as well.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.